Can you, and how about you, Rico, too, can you help with that on that week or the right after the first?
Rico?
Can you hear me?
You're on mute, Rico?
Yeah, can you say that again, Bill?
Okay, well, the question is, if we get the survey results, we get the deadline, give them 2 weeks, close it on the 27th of December, then I think within a day we can get it all to all the rest of the committee so we can start looking over it. We need to compile the results, you know, read through all the comments, see what maybe trends there are, summarize them, write a little report, basically, for the PNB and for the ED and CFO. Two reports, because there's two surveys. Can you help with that week, or is that a bad time?
Yeah, I sing with a band, and we're doing a New Year's gig set in 1940s, and we have to learn and rehearse a bunch of 1940s songs for the New Year's night event.
Okay.
It's going to be a crazy week for me, I would think.
The whole week?
Yeah, because we're learning songs that we don't know. It's not just the lyrics, but the music and everything, so that we can do this show on New Year's Eve.
Okay. So I guess, well, the question is, what's the deadline for the survey, and when can we get it all, the report generated? So it sounds like we need maybe most of that first week of January to get the report done.
Right.
Somebody needs to write a draft. After we get the results downloaded, then we need to look at it, review it. Then somebody needs to write a draft, and then we may go through a couple of revisions after that, which will probably take another week.
I'm sorry. Because we're a smaller group, I think it's easier for us to manage our time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because once we have them in hand, the way we all are, I think we'll get it done. The thing is getting them back.
Yeah.
The bigger issue is launching them and getting them back.
Okay.
And we've covered that.
Well, I suggest, especially since Christmas is the 25th, it's a Saturday, a lot of people may be traveling that weekend, whether they're religious or not, just a lot of people travel then because things are closed down and they visit with family and stuff. So, but probably most of them would be home by the 27th. But if we made the 28th the deadline, that's a Tuesday, I don't think it's going to make a whole lot more difference for us in getting it one more day or one less day to compile our results. Would that make more sense?
That's fine.
And then we can still encourage everybody to do it that first week, but if they wait till the last minute, they could still do it on the 28th.
That's okay. That's fine. We're not going to quibble over one day.
What do you think, Rico?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay. So let's review. Okay, so we'll get the surveys, the revised surveys for the ED and CFO to the PNB by the 8th of this week, which is 2 days from now. Ask for comments. Then we'll plan on launching the survey by the 13th. That's assuming we don't get any substantial requests for revisions. Response deadline of the 28th, Tuesday the 28th of December. And then we'll need, at that time, then we can start reviewing them and start it on a report. And do we have a target date for finishing that? I'm thinking maybe like the 7th of January. Hopefully earlier, but I don't know if it's possible.
Well, that's what I suggested, the 7th.
For finishing the report?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you be able to, I know you said you'd be busy before the 1st. Would you be able to help after the 1st, then, Rico, the week after the 1st?
Yeah, I think I'll have more time after the 1st, definitely.
Okay. So let's give ourselves a target date, then, for finishing the report by the 7th of January. Then we can, or no, we're going to mail it to the all the PNB and our ED and CFO. Well, CFO only gets the CFO report. CFO doesn't get the ED report, but do that by priority mail again, like we did last time? I think most people got it the next day. A few people took 2 days.
Yeah, just the same process that we had before. I thought that, although, you know, there was some unfounded quibbles, but I thought the process that we had worked fine.
Okay. Well, then that would mean they would probably get it in hand by the 10th of January.
Okay.
I'm writing this down here. I'm going to want a motion here so we can make sure we've approved this. But okay, so we'll get the surveys to the PNB, the revised surveys, by the 8th of this month, 2 days from now. Launch the survey on the 13th. Give a response deadline is the 28th of December. And then our committee will generate and finish the report by January 7th and send it priority mail to all the PNB and the ED and CFO immediately.
Bill?
Yes.
Could you please make those nouns plural, surveys?
Oh, surveys, yes. Excuse me. Both surveys at the same time.
Right.
And in terms of who gets the results, the only difference would be that the CFO doesn't get the ED survey.
Right.
But the ED gets both, and all the PNB gets both. This is the surveys with all of the results, with all the anonymous results and the reports that we generate.
And then we have a special meeting, PNB meeting, the week of January 10th.
Yeah, we'll have to ask for one.
My
guess is they may want one, and some of them are in there anyway, to tie up loose ends before the in-person meeting.
Right.
Okay. All right. So is there any objections to that proposal, motion? Do you have that so you can get it for the minutes, Nia?
I'm sorry, Bill?
Do you have that so you can get it for the minutes, what we just decided to do?
Yes, and it's also on the archives, which I rely on, but I have it on paper here.
Okay, and I'm writing notes down too, so, okay, got questions.
I know you take copious notes.
Okay, so if there's no objections, then we will approve that timeline. Okay, hearing no objections, that's approved. Okay, next item on the agenda, I guess we're ready to move on. Maybe we can get through this kind of quick. Organization charts. I sent out some information a couple of months ago, I guess. Marcel sent two different ones, an older one and a newer one for WPFW, and Nia sent one for WBAI. Do you have one, or have you talked to anybody else, Rico, at your station? I know you were talking about maybe somebody else might be better to do it. Or
say again, Bill.
Well, an organization chart, or does anybody have one at KPFK? Does your interim GM or anybody have an organization chart of the paid staff?
I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you.
Okay. What we try to do is see if we can generate one for all of Pacifica and put them all together. I still think it's a good idea. I don't know. we haven't got one for KPFA either. But did you want to go over yours, Nia, or Marcel's? Still there, Nia?
Sorry, I'm talking talking away.
Okay.
Put myself on mute here so you won't hear my household noise. Okay, BAIs. We have the IGM. Do we need the person's names, or we just need just the positions, right?
Yeah, just the positions.
Okay.
The names are probably more subject to change anyway, I'm guessing. But
Right. And then reporting, the GM or IGM has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 direct reports. And the department are the program director, the operations director, maintenance engineer, membership manager, premiums manager, business manager, and development director. Under the program director, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 direct reports here to the program director, in the areas of the public affairs director. There's the producer / host that looks like from the morning show. Then there's an executive producer of the morning show. Another host of the morning show. That duty is divided among two hosts. And then there's a producer host for our drive time. There's the two producer hosts for our drive time. And they're unpaid producers. And I see a name here that I didn't realize that name was there. And then we have our news director. And the news director has three people reporting to him or her. There's a news anchor and two news reporters, one paid and one unpaid.
Okay.
For the other direct report to the general manager is the operations director, and that person has the receptionist, the chief announcer, the morning announcer, the radio engineer. There are 1, 2. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 radio engineers reporting to that operations director, and the maintenance engineer stands by him or herself. The membership manager stands by him or herself. The premium manager has two direct reports. There was one position, two people sharing it, sorry. Then the next area is the business manager, and there is one person reporting to her, and the development director stands by him or herself. And that's WBEI's org chart according to our interim general manager.
Let me ask you a question. I think there was like four people labeled as radio engineer. What do those people do?
Radio, those are the folks that manage the board. I'm sorry, I'm only a listener member. So give you my layman's definition. Those are the persons who take the calls, give the time, and announce the upcoming shows.
Board operators and announcers. Okay.
Board operators.
We just call that something different at our station. That's fine.
All right.
Okay. Any questions, anybody? For sharing that. And by the way, you know, I had sent mine in sort of a just text outline form, and I did generate a graphic version. In fact, we used it in our training that we had for new board members or new and continuing board members. I'll send that to you too. I don't know if I have anything that we need to talk about it. Marcel had sent two versions and a list of some questions from some people there at WPFW. Anybody have any comments about that?
Bill, could you repeat that?
Well, Marcel had sent two versions of the WPFW ARG chart. One was from March, and then the other was, I think, November.
Yeah, I remember.
2010, and they're different.
Right.
And she had some questions, and I think I had told her privately that, I was like, probably, that is, my understanding is that especially if the GM or the interim GMs, you know, can reorganize the strip personnel as he or she sees fit in order to get the work done. I don't think the board has anything to do with that. Does that sound reasonable to you folks?
Sounds fine with me.
I'm not sure I quite understood the questions that Marcel had passed on, but that was basically it.
So maybe we should wait until Marcel can talk a little better.
I guess it's not that urgent. So let me see. And then, of course, with a new GM, they may have another revision anyway. I'll just ask the questions. Like, the questions are reasonable. We'll just be thinking about them. The question is one of these two org charts official? Is there a process for adopting an official organization chart? My assumption would be it's up to the GM. It could be changed by the GM. I may be wrong, but that's the way I see it. Regarding the late 2010 version, this chart only lists staff with no reference to the LSB relation to staff. And I was going to say, on the org chart I did for our station, we have a pretty small paid staff, but we kind of show a dotted line between the LSB and the general manager, and the LSB is only officially supposed to relate to the GM. Although, of course, if we're doing things related to, say, development, then we'll be working with the development director as part of her job. Same thing for the volunteer coordinator and that sort of thing. But I'm not sure if that answers the question, but I guess we'll just wait till Marcel gets back. Anybody else then have any comments on that? Okay, if not, thank you. And I guess we should... Over you, do you have suggestions on how to get one for KPFK, an org chart, or if somebody could generate one? Like, I generated the one for KPFT, and I ran it by a GM to make sure it was correct, and he made just little minor corrections on the titles. But what do you suggest, Rico?
Yeah, I think it would be better if Marcel was here to speak on that. I think I remember her saying that she liked the shorter version of it best.
Well, but I guess the other question was that, well, we need to get one for, if we're going to compile this for all of Pacifica, we need one for KPFA and KPFK.
Uh-huh.
What would you suggest? Who do we talk to, or how do we get one for KPFK?
I don't know how willing they will be to come forth with one. I know there has been some conflict with the LSB and the IGM, and it hasn't been nice.
Okay.
But there are other people that may be able to give us that information that I might be able to go to.
Would, if somebody was to just generate one on based on what they think is the structure, that's kind of what I did.
And then
send it by the interim GM.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking.
Any corrections?
I mean, what Nia stated sounds a lot like what's at KPFK. Maybe if she can send me hers and I can look at it and then bring it to them and ask them, is this pretty much what we have? And can I submit this as, or if it's not, could they possibly tweak it so that it would be correct, more accurate?
You have it,
yeah.
Rico.
Thank you.
You have it.
Thank you.
I sent it out. And also, I'm sorry, Bill. May I be recognized? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Nia.
I think maybe Rico, if you were to go to the IGM,
uh-huh.
You know that you're on the personnel committee and you're the director for KPFK. And that
yeah.
We need it. Don't you think that you would be able to get it?
I think I might be able to, because I haven't been in the fight with him. He's been in the fight more with people in the finance and some of the people on the board. But I haven't actually had a lot of contact with him. So I think he may be less guarded with me. But I don't know. But I'm just hearing from what they're telling me, their relationship with him hasn't been so cooperative because they've asked for complete... complete transparency, and he felt that it wasn't in the best interest of the station to have complete transparency, and so that that kind of started the fight, and the relationship seemed to sour from there. But as I said, that was mostly with the people in the finance committee, and not myself. So you're right. Yeah, I could probably go to him, and maybe he would be less guarded with me.
And then you could combine you could combine my idea with yours by showing him what eyes looks like, and just
right.
Say maybe this might be easier for you to follow.
Yeah, it might be easier for him to look at it and see that that it's not so different, and if he can tell us where it does differ, we could fine tune it, and then I can present it back to our committee.
And then for A bill, you have to ask Arlene to ask. Well, Ahmad is the IGM bill, so maybe
yes.
you can ask Ahmad.
Right.
If you want
okay.
to send in this to him, and then at least they have a template.
Yeah, I know all the GMs and interviewers are just real busy, and if they don't see it as something that's they need, it's likely to get deferred. I don't. Did you generate the one? Do you send us Nia, or did you get it from somebody,
okay.
one of the staff, or how did that work?
Well, I went straight to the IGM, and he was very cooperative. I didn't have a problem.
Okay, so he already had one, or he drew it out for you, or something like that.
He initiated one. He created.
Okay,
one.
Great. That's good.
Yeah.
But I also. Because Nia has a kind of template that it will require less time for K and A to help out because they don't have to start from scratch. She's already got the template for them, and they can just tweak it, and it would be wouldn't require as much time.
Okay, and I'll send the one for KPFT also. Like it's pretty simple. We have a pretty small paid staff, but I'll send that to everybody. Okay. And I guess you just need to be clear, we're not trying to tell the GMs what to do with their organization. We're just trying to get whatever the structure is and share it between the stations so we can see what the differences are and how we all fit together. And it would, I think it would help LSB members also just to understand, like who reports to whom and things like that.
I will present it to him as, you know, as amicably as possible, and we'll see how where it goes. Hopefully, like I said, if he's not guarded and think that we're trying to pull something on him, but from what I've heard from other people, that something happened earlier on, and he by the finance committee, and he was not he wasn't happy with it, and from that point he. Was a little less cooperative as far as working with him. So I'll see what happens. Nia, you said, did you just say you sent it to me just now?
I sent it, one second, my computer, the space, I mean, yeah.
It's about the time the meeting started this evening.
Yeah, the time my screen, I can tell you exactly when. Momentito, por favor. I sent that at 8:47. I sent it. It came right
yeah.
after from me.
I got it. No,
ahead.
I haven't.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, and I just sent the KPFT one. If it's helpful, yeah, we can. And you know, actually, I need one for the national office too. Which reminds me, I had sent what I thought maybe it was to Arlene a while back, and I'm sure she's been very busy also, but I'll need to follow up on that. Okay. So, as far as action items, put that down for me, or for all of us, I guess, Nia. I'll follow up with RED on the national office org chart, and Rico's going to talk to your interim GM or somebody.
Yeah.
I just want to say who's doing what. That's the question.
Yes. Rico is going to go to his IGM.
Yep.
Bill is going to be getting it from KPFA and the national office. and RICO is going to use BAI as a guide in his request to Mr. Conger.
Yeah. If you'd rather ask your LSB chair or somebody else, RICO, I just want to make sure it gets done, and maybe it won't go anywhere, but if somebody can at least ask or help generate one, it's kind of what I did.
Well, I could forward this with an email to the chair and see what he says. If he doesn't jump on it, then I should jump on it so that we make sure it gets done.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Do you have a new chair? You just had your LSB meeting, didn't you?
Yeah, we have a chair. I think we have a new chair. We had a chair, and then the vice chair took over. I don't know whether that's temporarily or permanent. It seems to be more than temporary.
Okay. And, of course, this is, you know, if whoever has a good relationship or a better relationship with the GM, if we can get the information, it's not necessarily an official thing that the LSB needs to do, but one or the other of them maybe could help.
Right.
Okay, so RICO will do that, and then I'll follow up with Joe or the other director from and Arlene to see if we can get something with from KPFA also. All right, org charts, work groups, GM hiring process. We had that on the agenda. I'm not sure what we wanted to talk about on that. I forget who asked for that initially.
It was I.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there should be a uniform process, and I know Marcel was very interested in that, and I think maybe she should be part of the discussion, because in some places they would do one thing, in other places they would do something else, and I think it needs to be uniform. But it's now 10:03 that we require a longer conversation, and
yeah.
Marcel isn't here. So I would move to postpone that until our next meeting.
Next meeting, okay. But just a suggestion, you know, I had said this before when we had trouble getting quorum, but maybe we can have some of these discussions by email through our Google group. They're public, and, you know, if other people want to join in, they can. But maybe we can get something going on that if you and Marcel or whoever else can share your questions or concerns or suggestions.
Other people like who? You mean the public to get involved in that?
Well, if anybody, I mean, it's sort of an open meetings thing. You know, if they're interested, they can look. But the main thing is that it also is archived. You know, the discussion, the email discussions are archived on the Google group. So
right.
if you send a question or a suggestion saying this or that about the GM hiring process at your station or other stations, then somebody can look it up and we'll have that information there, and then we can discuss it at the next meeting. Or at least we might try that. So we seem to have trouble getting everybody together at the same time.
Well,
okay. Yeah, Rico, are you going to say something?
No.
Okay. So we'll wait until the next meeting to continue discussion, at least in person, on the GM hiring process?
Yes, because I know Marcel was particularly interested in that.
Okay. And maybe we can make some headway by email, too, if that's agreeable to everybody. Okay. The next work group report was, which haven't met because we haven't had a meeting with quorum to get going, was to clean up and rewrite the CFO job description. Do we want to defer that to the next personnel committee?
Yes.
Or it's kind of late to get started now, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say yes.
Okay. If any of you have any suggestions to, you know, for the next year to get that started, it might be helpful to write them up.
I could send out again the one that was done, all that was left to be done with it was to have it approved when Jack Van Aken was the chair. I could dig that up somewhere, but my hard disk is still corrupt. I guess I could find it.
Yeah. Well, I did a little looking around online, just, you know, like nonprofit CFO job description or something like that, and there's there's things online that's pretty standardized, and and we might kind of merge that with what we have, and just the idea of organizing it so that the major tasks are kind of grouped together. It's sort of like what we had in the survey, but and removing redundancies. Okay, so I hear no objections to proposal to wait until next year to get going on the CFO job description rewrite.
Correct.
All right. Let's see. Any new business? No new business. Okay. Do you have action items to review, Nia?
Okay. We did our timeline for the ED and the CFO evaluations by this Wednesday, December 8th. Bill Crozier will be sending the draft surveys to the PNB for their perusal and any suggestions they might have, and those are due back to the Personnel Committee on the 13th. Then, we will launch them on the 13th. I apologize. And they're due back to the Personnel Committee by December 28th. January the 7th, the Personnel Committee will complete the surveys. And the week of January 10th, we will ask the PNB to call a special meeting to discuss both evaluations with the ED and the CFO.
Okay.
For org charts, Rico Ross from KPSK will do whatever he can. He'll play his guitar to try to get his org chart. Bill Crozier will contact Ahmad at KPFA in the national office to get their org charts, and WBAI's org chart will be used as a guide for RICO. And I think that is it. The ED job, the CFO job description, that's postponed to the next PNB Personnel Committee. And did I miss anything?
Yeah. I think that's all. Can I bring up one little quick thing that I forgot to mention? I should have done our new business.
Okay.
Just sort of like an announcement, or just, you know, because I forget who had asked about this. We've been doing new board orientations the last two or three times we've had new boards elected. We just did one this last weekend. Is there interest in sharing with each other what we're doing to bring new board members up to speed, you think? Would that come under this committee?
I think that would be the coordinating committee, and we did talk about that. Aren't the CFO and Richard Uzel working on something? But, you know, when I think of orientation, Rico, you remember last, we were in Los Angeles, and that woman, I can't remember her name, she was very good. She gave an orientation. Do you remember that, Rico?
I can't think of who she was. Yeah, I do remember that, and that it's the orientation.
Yes.
This is for the PNB?
Yes. It was very informative. What is her name again? I don't know her name. But she was quite good. So we need an orientation. And like places where people will go to find all the old minutes, all the old motions. I guess once LaVarne and Richard are done, then we'll have that process a little bit more organized.
Okay. Well, if this can be handled by the coordinating committee, that's fine. I would just and what the orientation I was referring to was actually just for all the LSB, not PNB. But I'll send out a note when I get a chance to put this together, so anybody that's interested can look at it and maybe we can just help each other out. It doesn't really, I guess, fall into this committee. It probably doesn't fall into any of the national committees, but okay. Well, anything else anybody has?
Yeah, I would like to read what I'm sending to the chair and vice chair of the LSB.
Okay.
Dear John and Dutch, we on the PNB Personnel Committee are trying to get an org chart for each of the five stations so we can see how and if they are all working the same, and if some have come up with a better way of operating the stations. I'm enclosing a copy of WBAI's org chart as a possible template to edit as needed to give an accurate org chart for KPFK. Please forward or ask the IGM if he could facilitate us in getting an accurate org chart for KPFK. Is that pretty straightforward or no?
What do you think, Neil?
I'm okay with that. We just simply want him to provide us with the org chart. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't want to suggest that, you know, we should be making them all the same for each station or whatever, just that we'd like
to
share what we have with each other.
It's a guide.
Okay. That's a good word.
Yeah.
I'll use that word. I'll put that word in there somewhere. Okay.
And basically, maybe we can learn from each other, too. Something like
that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Okay, I'll put that in, and I'm going to shoot that off to them now, and then I'll wait to hear from them. I'll ask them to confirm one way or another what happens.
Okay. Well, thanks, Rico.
All right, please,
everybody, be looking for the draft survey questions. I'll try to get it sent out to the committee first, maybe just a day in advance, if I can get it by tomorrow. And then the next day, we're shooting for sending it out to the PNB. So if you folks can review it, make sure I didn't make anything obviously too wrong before I send it to the PNB, I'd appreciate it. And hope you enjoy the holidays, everyone. If we don't, I don't know. Oh, we need to pick another meeting date.
Have you heard from Afia and Joe? Are they coming back to the committee?
I haven't heard from Afia at all. You know, before the last meeting, I think she said she wouldn't be able to make any meetings until, I forget what the date was. It was before the previous PNB meeting that she missed. This was the one, I think, right before Thanksgiving. I talked to him by phone, not for this meeting, but the previous one, and he said he thought he'd be able to make it, but he wasn't, then something came up.
No,
I left a phone message for this one with him, and I haven't heard back.
I know he termed them. I hope he's not thinking that he's off the committee. Well, he's been on the PNB long enough to know that he goes until January. Okay. I was just curious because he's never been here.
I tell you what, since we're having trouble getting quorum again, can we go ahead and authorize a work group to, when we get these surveys back, to go ahead and put them all together and... I mean, of course, anybody on the committee is welcome to participate in the work group, but can we go ahead and authorize that so that we'll get that going in January or starting at the end of December?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Any objections, Rico, or anybody else?
No.
Not sure who's still on the call. Okay. So as soon as we get the surveys back, we'll have a work group. We can do this by email and... to work on compiling the results and getting them out to the PNB and also with the ED and CFO. Shall we tentatively schedule another date for the full committee meeting in January?
Yeah, but our regular meeting date is the first Monday in the month, right?
Yeah, that would be January 3rd. I don't know if that's a good time. What do you think?
What about January 10th? Is there January 4th. Is there anything there?
Nope. It's open.
So I think you should grab it, Bill.
Is that okay, everybody? Any objections with January 4th?
I'm going to have a meeting starting at 7 our time on January 4th, which was about a half hour ago. So I might be able to be on it if I can leave at 7. Our time, which is, I think, 10 your time on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
the
time, Rico.
So if we start at 8:30 Eastern, then you'd be able to hang in for an hour and a half at least.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying, Rico?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if there's no objections, I'll go ahead and schedule for January 4th, and we'll try real hard to get everybody else on there, too. We should have all the survey results there, and I've had time to look at it by then. So that may help us in figuring out when we get the reports finished and all that. Okay, well, thanks, everybody, and thanks for the. Hope you enjoy the holidays.
Okay, likewise. Goodbye, everybody. Take
Goodbye.
Care.
Goodbye, okay. You guys. Happy holidays.
Okay, yep, good night.
Bye.
Thanks, John, if you're there.
Thank you.